Okay, so we've been studying the Sichos Haran, the Sichos of Rabbi Nachman, in the morning of the Sicha Gimel. So Rabbi Nachman writes from Rabbi Nachman, Hiflig ma'od b'gedulas habore. Hiflig ma'od b'gedulas habore, Baruch Shema. But Rabbi Nachman would soar. I don't know how to translate Hiflig. He would soar in his praise of the Master of the Universe. Hiflig ma'od b'gedulas habores barach. He would be exuberant in his praises of the godless Hashem. How great Hashem is, how impossible to understand Hashem in a positive way. It is for a human being. V'i'af shar levar zos b'chsav. I can't even, says Rav Nassan, I can't even begin to explain to you in writing what it was like to stand in Rabbi Nachman's presence when he was talking about Hashem. If you remember back to Sicha Aleph when we were learning together, so you remember we were talking about how there's a difference between Emuna b'Hashem that comes from Seichel, that comes from intellectual understanding, which is a very important undertaking. To understand B'derech Seichel, how it is and why it is that we believe in a Creator. But then also on an emotional level. You get the feeling here in Sicha Gimel that Rabbi Nachman here is letting us in, or Rabbi Nassim is trying to explain what that was like to stand in front of Rabbi Nachman as he was expressing his personal relationship with Hashem. Hiflig ma'od b'gedulas habore. Something that's impossible to even capture in words. V'amar, and Rabbi Nachman would say, ki l'gedulas habore yisbarach, ein shiur, ki nasim dvarim no'raim ba'olam neflam v'no'raim ba'od v'ein yodim klal. The greatness of Hashem is without measure. It's impossible to put it into measure. Just as Rabbi Nassim is saying, it's impossible for me to measure the way that Rabbi Nachman looked when he was explaining his relationship with Hashem. So Rabbi Nachman used to say about himself, it's impossible to measure and to put into words the greatness of Hashem is also impossible. Because Hashem is constantly in the world doing he's doing things which are nifla'im, v'no'ra'im ma'od ve'ein yodim kla. At every moment, Hashem is doing miraculous, amazing things, and we don't even know them about them at all. I still remember last year, it was one of my first days in yeshiva here. We were sitting on the bus, I think it was the second day of yeshiva, after the guys arrived, we have the whole welcoming. And so before we go to learn together, so the yeshiva feels that we should become a chabura. You know, we have to become a chabura. So we go on a tiyul together. And I remember last year I was sitting on the bus, and Seth Schlossel, who now just came back to visit us, and Daniel Luxemburg, they were sitting across the seat. I was sitting in one of the seats on the bus, and they were sitting across. We started talking, and they said, "So tell us, Rabbi, like what?" It got right into it right away in the first day. So let's talk about Hashem. Let's talk about Hashem. So I said, "You want to hear something amazing?" Somehow we got into a discussion about controlling one's temper. And I said to them, "If you ever for a minute lose your temper, or if you ever for a minute feel in a different way, if you ever feel like you're lacking in a little bit of emuna," I said, "just." We're sitting here in the old city, right? Or whoever's listening to this, listening to wherever they're sitting. But if you just close your eyes for a second, you don't have to close your eyes, but just use your mind's eye for a minute. And just picture the fact, this is what I told them. I said, picture the fact that right now, as we're sitting in this room having this conversation, somewhere in the middle of the ocean, probably in many places in the middle of the ocean, there is a humongous creature, a whale, that's bigger than this entire room, that's just doing its thing. It's just swimming around in the water right now while we're having this conversation. And think about that. And think about, at the same time, somewhere outside of the atmosphere, there is a humongous, forget bigger than the size of this building, bigger than the size of Porat Yosef, there's a humongous rock that's burning on fire, flying through outer space. And think about those things for a second. You realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times is doing dvarim noraim ba'olam neflaim noraim ma'od ve'ein yodim klal. We don't even know what's going on right now. Forget about the things that we don't even know what's going on around us right here in this room. That there are scientific discoveries that are still yet to be found. But right now in the world, there are things which boggle the imagination that if you just stop to think, it's happening right now. You don't have to be sitting in front of a television watching some BBC special on like the ocean deep with like all these animals. Right now, there are animals, humongous creatures, beasts, swimming through the ocean. There are things flying around outside the atmosphere, and we don't even know about them at all. And all of this speaks to the godless habore, to the greatness of the Creator. And we're sitting here, it's like, oh, it's another Sunday morning, you know, it's like the beginning of another week, there's bagels and, you know, avocado spread or whatever they serve for breakfast. And you know, okay, so that's like a good breakfast, it's a relatively good breakfast, tomorrow's pancakes, like I know everything, right? I just don't know anything. Outside of our little universe and the routine and the mundane of our life, you just stop to think for a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing niflaim v'noraim ma'od ve'en yodim klal. We don't even know what's going on. But like I said a second ago, the truth is that we don't even know what's going on. Forget about it. We don't know what's going on outside. We don't even know what's going on right in here. I'll tell you a maisa from a Jewish boy. A Jewish boy named Niels Bohr. I don't know who Niels Bohr is. Niels Bohr, he wasn't Yeshiv Bacher, I'd say that. He was the quantum physicist who discovered quantum. He discovered quantum mechanics. He helped to develop quantum physics quite a bit. In his primary work, in his magnum opus on the molecular structure of the atom and quantum physics, he, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the first chapter. He tells a maisa that he heard when his boy was Jewish, that he said, kind of defined his relationship with quantum physics, and we'll co-opt Dr. Bohr's humorous tale for our purposes here for Rabbi Nachman. We'll help to bring Yefes into the tents of shame. So Niels Bohr said, there was once a guy, he went to like a seminar, he went to some lectures, he came back from the lectures, and his wife said, you know, How are the shiurim? How are the lectures? And he said, I want to tell you. He said, the first rabbi, he was unbelievable. It was amazing. It was incredible. Yeah. She said, really? What was so incredible? He said, he was so clear. I understood exactly the point that he was trying to make, and he understood exactly what he was trying to say. It was unbelievable. It was so beautiful. She said, wow, that's amazing. Who else spoke? So he said, oh, there's another rabbi. He also spoke. How was that? He said, the second shiur, it was even better. It was incredible. It was better than the first one. She said, yeah, why was it so incredible? He said, well, I'll tell you, I mamish had no idea what he was talking about. But it was like so deep. It was crazy. The rabbi knew exactly what he was talking about. She said, wow, that sounds really amazing. He said, but you know, the best shiur was the third rabbi. For sure that was the best. She said, yeah, really, was so great with that. He said, the third shiur was so amazing. It was so deep. I, Pashur, had no idea what he was talking about. And you know what? He also had no clue what he was talking about. It was so deep. It was just beyond everybody. And he said, that was the best shiur. So Niels Bohr writes in the beginning of his Sefer, you know, and in the beginning of his book, he says that quantum mechanics is like that. He said, if you think you understood it, you have no idea what it's about. Right, you have waves and particles that are the same. You have one thing which is both a wave and a particle at the same time. It just depends how you look at it. If you think you get quantum mechanics, you push it, don't get it. But I'll tell you something. I guarantee you that in 100 years from now, we'll be able to understand, at least on our level, we'll be able to understand, science will have developed that we can understand exactly why it is that sometimes we see it as a wave and sometimes we see it as a particle, and all the intricacies of the atom will be understood. But I can also promise you that there'll be new mysteries, that there'll be new things that we don't understand. Because the godless habore is nifla v'nora ad ma'od. Ad ma'od. As deep and deep and deep as we think we understand, there'll be something beyond that. And the truth is, it's true of learning, it's true of our emunah, that the deeper my emunah goes, the deeper my understanding goes. Rabbi Nachman says, it goes deeper, that whatever you think you know now, there's... Even what you think you don't know now, that which is like, I know that I don't know quantum mechanics. But what I'm saying right now is there's something that's, we don't even have a name for it yet. Once we understand, once, quote unquote, we understand, Once we understand the mechanism through which we can see why sometimes it comes out this way, sometimes it comes out that way, there'll be a new thing that'll be discovered that we'll have no idea. We won't be able to make any sense of it. It's not just that, but everything we think we understand already. We don't understand it for real. We don't understand one thing in the universe in its essence of what it really is. We understand manifestations of it. We understand pieces of it. We don't understand klal klal lo. We don't understand. Compared to what there is to understand, Rav Chanan Wasserman used to say from the Chavetz Chaim, l'havdil, ben kodesh l'chol, when it comes to Torah, he used to say, you know what it means, Torah Hashem tamima mashivas nefesh, that the Torah of Hashem is complete? What does it mean that the Torah is complete? So he used to quote from his rabbi, the Chavetz Chaim. Rav Chanan Wasserman used to say from the Chavetz Chaim, it means that if you take all of the Torah, that Rav Blau knows, right? And you add that together, all the Torah that the Chofetz Chaim knew. Now, obviously, the Chofetz Chaim didn't say like this. The Chofetz Chaim knew. And you add to that all the Torah that the Vilna Gaon knew. And you add to that all the Torah that the Rambam knew. And you add to that all the Torah that Ravina and Ravashi knew. And you add to that all the Torah that Hillel and Shammai knew. And you add to that all the Torah that David HaMelech and Yoshua and Moshe Rabbeinu even himself knew. So it would still be Torah Hashem Temima. You know what it means? It means like, this is the mashal that I always give. I can't give any other mashal because this is just for Rav. Whenever we have like a family gathering of some sort, my mother makes this sesame noodle thing. You know, a big bowl of sesame noodles, right? And there's something about, I don't know what it is, I guess it's like the thinness of the noodles. No matter how much people keep taking, it just always seems to be full, right? It still seems to be tamim, it still seems to be complete, like it wasn't touched yet. You know, when it comes to like, I don't know, it comes to like a kugli, so one person takes a piece of nugget, all of a sudden it's like half is gone. This, I don't know what it is about this noodle thing. You could keep taking forever, and it never disappears. So that's what it means. Torah Hashem Tamima, it's still complete. If you would take everything that was taken from it, look around, look at the bookshelves. Look how much has been written. If you would look at the entire corpus of Torah, and look at everything that's been written so far, it would be like a teeny, teeny, teeny little crack in the Torah. It would still be tongue, it would still be completely untouched. A drop in the ocean. Because there's not a single yediyah that we know. Klal klal lo. V'gam mashemuvan, what it's written in the svarim, ki tachlis ha'idiyah asher lo neda. And that which we find in the svarim, in philosophical svarim, that the tachlis ha'idiyah is to not know. The purpose of knowledge is to come to a state of wonder. The purpose of knowledge is to come to a state of not knowing. Right? The purpose of everything that we know is that we don't know. We know that we will come to a state where we say, you know what? This is just beyond me. Hainu. Gam ki nitzel kol yediyah v'yediyah. Hainu sha'afiu k'shemagiyim l'tachlis shel yediyah. The hainu lo neida af al pi kein adayin ein zeh tachlis. Ki zeh tachlis hu rak ba'oso ha'yediyah. Says Rabbi Nachman, we're not talking about what I mamish don't know. I know that I'm not an expert in automotive engineering. I know that. But it's not a chiddush for me to say I'm not an expert in automotive engineering. But for a person who spends his whole life studying how the inside of cars works and putting them back together and putting them together, for him to say, you know, this chachma is beyond me. For a physicist to say, I can't even begin to scratch the surface. For a doctor to say, after everything we've uncovered in the past 60, 100, 500 years, we still don't know anything about the human body and how it works. That's the tachlis. Tachlis ha'idia, shalo noda, even the things that I am an expert in. Avol bi'idia ha'gavo mimena adayin lo hitchil ba'klal v'kein l'mala mala. Okay. Nimtza sha'olam ein yodin klal. Lo, they don't know anything. Va'afal pikein einza ha'tachlis ki adayin lo hitchil klal leida bi'edios shleimus mizo se'edia she'egia ba'al tachlis shalo neda. Right, like we were saying before, as now Rabbi Nachman saying it, I was saying it before outside, but now Rabbi Nachman saying this, that the goal is to know that there's something beyond even what I don't know already. Right? Like I was saying before, that as soon as we understand the deepest mysteries that we know today, there'll be new mysteries that we didn't even fathom could have existed. So here comes the second part of Rabbi Nachman. So that's the first thing. To know that we, mamish, don't know anything. To a little bit sometimes revel in the mystery of the godless habori, that Hashem is so great There are things in the ocean and things in the atmosphere that are beyond our wildest imagination, beyond the mundane day-to-day, day-in, day-out of our lives. But deeper than that is to understand that there are things in our Avodas Hashem also, there are things in the way that Hashem runs the world, in the spiritual world, that we also can't understand. We can't fathom. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is so beyond, it's impossible to fathom. You know, at the end of, what would you argue is the greatest moment of chinuch in the year? What's the greatest setup to teach the basics of Amunah, to teach the basics of the foundations of the Jewish faith to our children? It's arguably the Pesach Seder, no? Right? The Pesach Seder, we come together, the whole family, we teach the children, we encourage them to ask questions, lay it out on the table, right? Whatever you want, ask all your questions. So how do we end the Pesach Seder? So we end the Pesach Seder with first, right? Echad mi'odea. Who knows one? Who knows two? We know. I know one. One is Hashem. Two is the Luchos. Three are the Avos. Four are the Imos. I know. Right? But that's not the end. What's the very, very last thing? The very last thing is Chad Gadya, right? Because what's Chad Gadya? We end with, I know. We learned so much. The Pesach Seder, we learned so much. The height of our experience of Chinuch. Where our parents and grandparents are all sitting together, we have generations of Jews sitting together and reveling in what we know. Mi yodea, echad ani yodea, shtayim ani yodea, shlosh ani yodea. I know it all. I mamash know it all. But then what happens? Then at the end come the Chad Gadya, right? And Chad Gadya all of a sudden is, mamash, the whole story is bizarre. I don't know anything. I can't follow. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. You know, what did this? The father bought the goat. What did the goat do? It didn't hurt anybody else. And the cat comes, and the cat's not such a nice guy. He comes and eats the goat, and then the dog comes to the rescue, you know, super dog. He comes, and he beats up the cat, and the stick comes, and all of a sudden, beats up the hero, and the stick is evil, and then the fire comes. And you go back and forth. You follow the whole trail to the end, and Rav Moshe Wolfson points this out in the Sefer Musitecha. You follow this to the end, and you know what happens at the end? So you follow the trail, and the shochet comes, and the shochet's not such a nice guy. He comes and he just shechs the animal for no reason, right? All the vegetarians in the room will be happy. He comes and he shechs the cow for no reason. The cow is good if you follow the trick. And the Malach HaMavis comes, and he gives the guy his just desserts. He kills, he wipes off the shochet off the map. And then hold on a second. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he kills the Malach HaMavis for no reason. Hashem comes out the bad guy in the end. In the end of the whole Pesach Seder, we know, Echad Miyodeh, Shtayim Aniyodeh, Shlosh Aniyodeh. And then you end Chad Gadya, and you go through the whole story, and you end on this big question. You say, Rabbeinu Shalom, there's so much injustice in the world, and it seems like you're part of it. You killed the Malach HaMavis, and the Malach HaMavis is just doing his job. If you follow the trail, so Rav Wolfson says that's exactly the point. Because at the end of the Pesach Seder, which is the height of our expression of our Amunah, you know what the highest expression of our Amunah is? Hashem, you're beyond. We don't understand it. It's not we don't understand you and we don't want to. It's we don't understand you and we're madly in love with you. We appreciate that, you know, how great could our God be if we understand him? The fact that he's beyond us, the fact that it's not something that we could, you know, like a little statue or something, could hold his hand and like, you know, move it around and feed it dinner, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Lashon of Rabbi Nachman, it's begadlus habiz, hiflig ma'od begadlus haborei. He's doing niflos v'noraim ma'od v'ein yodim klal. Hashem is beyond. And we end the Pesach Seder by saying, "Is mamish, the deepest thing in the world is to end by saying, I don't know. After everything I know, echad ani yodea, shtayim ani yodea, shlosh ani yodea, arba ani yodea, I know it all. But in the end, I mamish still don't understand Hashem. He's beyond. So now when it comes to our personal avodas Hashem, so Rabbi Nachman says, you know what's one of the most difficult things to understand? One of the most difficult things to understand, the biggest mystery, a mystery which comes even before creation itself, the Gemara says. One of the things that was created before, like the Torah was created before creation, so this was also created before creation. Gam hiflig ma'od begodol ma'ilas ha'tshuva. Rabbi Nachman would also spend a lot of time praising, with soaring praise, again that word hiflig. Hiflig ma'od begodol ma'ilas ha'tshuva. He would speak with great exuberance about the ma'ila of tshuva, about this mystery called tshuva. And each person, regardless of where we fall, each person, regardless of where they fall, so you could fall into like the deepest pit. We have to know that tshuva is something which is so great, tshuva can even undo the Torah. So all the Svarim, the Maharal, the Mesilas Yesharim, and everybody's writing that tshuva makes no sense, right? If you just look at the Midas Hadin, tshuva makes no sense. A person comes along and says, oh, you know, I'm really sorry, I'll never do it again. And that just erases everything. Tshuva goes against logic. It's gadol v'niflad mo'od. It's one of these things that Hashem created we just can't understand. But in context of what Rabbi Nachman's saying here, we can't even understand the table that we're sitting around learning Torah. We can't understand the depth of an atom, of one atom in the world. So can we understand, can we fathom tshuva? And Rabbi Nachman says, if you can't fathom it, so then you have no excuse in the world ever to give up hope. You'll say, oh, but I'm so broken. I'm so disgusting. I did such a horrible thing last night. I did such a horrible thing this morning. So I should go back to sleep and just, I have no shot. So Rabbi Nachman says, you know why? It's because we stopped believing in the Koach of Tshuva. Because we stopped believing that Hashem is still there waiting for us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does niflos v'noraim all day long that we don't understand. So we trust, ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima, that Hashem created this thing called Tshuva, that whether I'm 18 years old, or I'm 20 years old, or I'm 40 years old, or I'm 100 years old, no matter how deep I am, and no matter how sunken in my own life, in my own self-destructive habits, and my own bad patterns of saying I'm going to be better and not being better, tshuva still works. Because tshuva is gavoa l'malam in haTorah. Al kein ein shum yelosh ba'olam, ki im yizkesh yunasim evonosav inyan acher v'gamre. When a person understands that Hashem could take our averos and turn it into something totally different, that we could never have imagined, that what we're thinking, we're looking at right now, we're saying, ugh, I look at myself in the mirror, I say, look at that face. How can I look at myself in the mirror after everything I've done in my life? After all the things I didn't do in my life that I should have done. And I look at myself and say, ah, what am I going to do with myself? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does niflos v'noros. Hashem takes our averos and He turns them into something completely legamri different. Can you imagine a greater pella in the world? That Hashem takes our worst moments, our most embarrassing moments, and He turns it into the greatest zechus. In this inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking our averos and turning them into mitzvos, rests the deeper than anything we spoke about so far. Deeper than the animals in the ocean, and deeper than deep space and the things that are going on there, and deeper than quantum physics and everything that's going on over there. Deeper than all of that is the mystery of tshuva. That a person has to know that once you realize Godless Habore is so unfathomable, it's so beyond anything I could have imagined, so then the same thing is true of tshuva. Tshuva is also one of these things that Hashem created. I just klal lo, I don't understand it. Raka klal shemi kolen afilos vayiridus ba'olam rachmanu atzlam. But we have to know with absolute certainty that as deep as we've fallen in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there to pick us up. Because Hashem's greatness and Hashem's ability to reach deep and to come deep into the lowest place where we are. Like David HaMelech said in Tehillim, right? If I go down into the Sheol Tachtis, I find you there as well. Yeah, it's true, of course, when I go up into the deep, right? David HaMelech said, when I go up into the highest heavens, right, and I picture those asteroids flying around. So there I appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when I go down into the Sheol Tachtis, David HaMelech says, I find you there also. When I look at my own smallness and my own brokenness, I can also look and say, Afalpikin, Hashem is there too to pick me up. Va'ikr shakol talibo, shalo yeh miyayish atzmo militzok el Hashem, uliyeschanin milispal of Yisbarach tamid. The main thing is to realize that I can't stop screaming out to Hashem and to say, Hashem, I may not understand myself, I may not understand exactly what it is that you're doing in the world, but I still believe that tshuva works. And I believe that just like everything else I don't understand, I also don't understand how tshuva works, but I know it works. I believe that it works. And I'm never going to stop screaming, and I'm never going to stop kicking, and I'm never going to stop fighting, and chas v'shalom will never be miyayish. Because I know that as soon as I'm miyayish, that means I've given up this seeking the mystery of tshuva. Yeah, okay, so I won't understand it, but I'll still engage it. I'll still scream out to you, and I'll still know that I'll be able Mirtzah Hashem, to pull myself out, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do things that are gadol v'nifla ad ma'od that I can't even understand. So this is the klal gadol in Avodas Hashem, that Rabbi Nachman would be maflig ma'od, he would be hiflig ma'od b'gdulas haboreis barach shemo, v'i efshar levar zos b'ksav. We can't explain this in writing, we tried to explain it in Dibor, but we probably didn't succeed at that either. But trying to understand a little bit the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how that helps us in our Avodas Hashem. Okay, Yishkoach.